In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is fun. We haven't done this yet. I want to hear somebody give a completely different perspective on Kyle Shanahan blowing the Super Bowl, quote unquote, when he was the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons.
They were up 28-3, Mark.
28-3.
All he has to do is run the football. And just run the damn ball.
Well, the beauty of this is not just that this is somebody who has a very, very heavy voice in the NFL. He also happens to be the person who benefited the most from the fact that Kyle Shanahan's team didn't end up winning the game.
You got Gronk sound over there?
No, I got Tom Brady.
Oh.
This is also Stephen A. Smith. So remember the first comment, and we'll just summarize it, where Brady is like, Super Bowl hangover is not really a thing. It's just really hard to get back because you get knocked back down to the bottom of the mountain. But if there's any team that I feel like still has a good shot at it, it's Niners. They've got an unbelievable program. And then he goes step by step. They've got great ownership. They've got great coach. They've got a great GM. They've got a great quarterback. They've got a great defense. They've got a good defensive coordinator. Like, they got all of this stuff. Stephen A. Smith interrupts with a point about Kyle Shanahan, and listen to where it goes.
I'm a huge Kyle Shanahan fan. I think he's an exceptional coach, an exceptional offensive mind. But I've never gotten over the fact that he was the offensive coordinator that lost a 25-point lead against your Patriots.
Well,
I'm like, run the football, keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands, and the clock will work for you. That's just my thinking.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it worked out the way it did. Let me say that. But at the same time, the argument for that is Matt Ryan had a 158.3 quarterback rating to that point. Right. He was playing as well. He won the MVP of that season. They had Julio Jones out there. And had it not, let's say he handed the ball off a couple times and didn't go well, they'd be saying, why didn't you put the ball in the hands of the MVP and throw it to your first ballot Hall of Fame receiver? Right. So the reality is he had the league MVP. Mm-hmm. He had one of the great receivers of the generation in Julio Jones. That offense was prolific that season. Put it in their hands. If you're going to go down in the Super Bowl, you want to go down with your best guys. And he was trying, not that he was trying to go down, but he was trying to put it in their hands.
Fair or foul?
Super fair. Super fair. And I'm looking at the game log right now, and this is something that we all need to remember. And I'm going to say this once, and I'm going to try to remember it forever. He did not blow a 28-3 lead. When they got the ball back, it was already 28-9. So you can't put that on him that it was 28-3 because they scored his offensive coordinator. They scored to go up 28-3. Well, then by the time they got the ball back, it was 28-9.
Okay.
They got the ball back and they ran the football. They passed it 2nd and 1. They give it to Tevin Coleman. Shout out the Niners. Tevin Coleman of the Falcons. He runs it, loses a yard holding on the Falcons.
Wow.
2nd and 11. They pass it. Then Ryan gets sacked and they punt it. New England goes down at the end of the third quarter and they kick a field goal, 28-12.
28-12, all right.
And then the next time Atlanta gets the ball back, Matt Ryan gets sacked and he fumbles. And that was on 3rd and 1. So if you want to criticize him for that play, because they ran it.
What'd they do on the first two plays?
They ran it for 8. They ran it for 1. It was 3rd and 1. 3rd and 1 and with 8:31 to go in the game, and you're up 28-12.
And they didn't run it again?
They tried to throw it.
Okay.
Matt Ryan was sacked. Matt Ryan fumbled at his own 25, and that's when the game flipped. New England scores again, makes it 28-20, and then the rest, as we know, is history.
Well, and what I have this vague memory of even when it's 28-20, the Falcons drive down, maybe if you've got the game log.
I do.
Falcons drive down, they're in field goal range. And on a 3rd down, rather than sort of like taking that field goal, run the ball. If you get stuffed, kick the field goal, go up 11. They dropped back. Ryan gets sacked, knocks him out of field goal range, and they punt, and it stays a one-score game, and the Patriots go down and tie it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's somewhat accurate.
That's what my memory bank
says.
They
get the ball back with 6 minutes to go. They're up 8. And they throw it. Matt Ryan throws it to Devontae Freeman for 39 yards.
Oh.
And then they get to midfield. Then they run it. Then they pass it to Julio Jones for 27 yards. So all this, they should run it nonsense.
They're hot knife through butter right now.
Yeah, you can't stop Matt Ryan. Yeah. So they get down to the 22. They run it. They lose one. Then Matt Ryan is sacked on second and 11. There they lose 12 yards. Timeout New England. Third and 23. They try to run it again. There's holding. Now it's third and 33. Geez. Third and 33 at the New England 45. And they try to throw it. It's incomplete. Then they punt.
Then they punt.
So they did get down to the 22-yard line with 4:40 to go. All you have to do there is not throw up on yourself. Kick a field goal, and it's a two-score game. But they didn't.
Yep.
And then Tommy goes 10 plays, 91 yards in 2.5 minutes to tie it.
And Julian Edelman is catching balls off of his ankles. Right. And just like everything is going their way. That's the one thing I've always wondered. How come nobody knows the name of the defensive coordinator for the Falcons?
Right.
That's the person who couldn't stop the Patriots in the second half.
Yep.
I don't even know who it was. Who was it?
Well, Dan Quinn was the head coach,
right? He's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
So you put it on him if you want.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
I think it was Steve Wilkes. I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I hope it wasn't.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Yeah, I need to get a little deeper, but I think about that quote a lot. And when stuff happens.
What do you think about it?
I think when stuff happens and I want to react a certain way and I don't, I think to myself, I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Sort of built for this.
Like if I'm stuck in traffic or today when some jagoff cuts me off in his truck. And I don't honk my horn, and I did follow him, but I didn't get out of the vehicle. I think to myself, I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Dude, I did something I almost never do.
What?
I sat on the horn today on somebody.
What?
I mean.
You don't do that.
While I was on the phone, I'm like talking to someone and forget the I'm like, oh! Dude, I took the ferry to work today, and I made it by 32 seconds. And somebody was at who cares, right? But like someone's at a stop sign and just decided, I'm good here. We're good. I don't need to go. It doesn't matter that there's nobody coming. I'd like to just stay right here. And I lost it.
You laid into him.
Yep. I did. I didn't do what you do. I didn't get out and try to fight somebody.
Wow.
I didn't get out of the car. I didn't wait. I did not flip anyone off. Sometimes I just give the palms up.
Iguodala.
What are you doing?
You and Iguodala.
Yeah. What are you doing? Happens a lot when we're driving.
I'm being told Raheem Morris was the defensive coordinator.
Okay. Is he built for this?
He's assistant head coach. They technically didn't have a DC because Dan Quinn.
Because he is the DC. All right. Yeah. It'd be like Kyle Shanahan having an offensive coordinator. Right. Like Kyle Shanahan's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Okay. And thank you to DLU22 on the YouTube for offering that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyhow.
Go ahead.
That just always, it's one of those things that bugs me about the Kyle Shanahan criticism, him blowing a 28-3 lead. First of all, he was the coordinator. Second of all, it was 28-9 when they got the ball back. And just watch the game, folks.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you, No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I feel like Jeff Kent here. Enjoy the game. They threw it, and they got down to the 23-yard line with a chance to kick a field goal and ice the game.
Historically.
Crazy stuff happened.
Historically, the person in sports that is consistently told, you're phenomenal at what you do, but you blow it in the end. Historically, I don't want to tell any of you what to think, but historically, those who have said that end up being embarrassingly wrong. Embarrassingly wrong. And I can give you tons of examples in tons of sports, okay? Phil Mickelson couldn't win the big one. And then Phil Mickelson won a bunch of big ones. Barry Bonds was a playoff choker, then became the greatest thing that anyone has ever seen ever, apparently.
Not in the playoffs. He had one good playoff run.
Actually, yeah, he had a playoff run.
In 2002,
he was absolutely unstoppable. And other things stopped the Giants that year in the very end in the World Series. Peyton Manning was somebody who was just constantly phenomenal, but then was terrible in the playoffs. Andy Reid, constantly get there, but you never get over the top, and then you get Patrick Mahomes, and now you're the greatest coach of all time, and you have your big, jolly, Santa Claus-looking guy, and we all love you. My chip is going to be put in the circle that says that's where Kyle's going. Kyle is phenomenal.
You think that Kyle Shanahan will be the head coach of a team that wins the Super Bowl?
Like, I would bet all of it. All of it. All of it. How old's Kyle? Is he, what was he, 40-something?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I will bet all of it.
44.
My God, of course he's going to win a Super Bowl.
You realize his father didn't win one until he was 45.
And where's his father now?
Chilling. Oh. Not in the Hall of Fame.
Should be.
Well,
but my point is he's sitting back with a pretty great career, right?
170 wins, 138 losses. Does Kyle win more football games than his father?
Where's he at now?
Kyle has probably 70 wins. I'll look it up.
And what'd you say his dad has?
170.
He's getting on about halfway there.
Yeah, Kyle's got 64 wins, according to Pro Football Reference.
Regular season plus 8 in the postseason.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Probably. Yeah, he'll probably get there. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. But it's just another 100 and,
yeah,
you know, it's 12 years of 9 wins a year.
They'd probably get there then. Yeah, he's probably coaching for 20 more, I would gather. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
his dad stopped at 61.
Yeah, I don't see a day anytime soon where the NFL does not want Kyle Shanahan as a head coach. I don't see that anytime soon. I just think he's fantastic. And what happens in that conversation over and over again is that people go, yeah, but what about the, and then fill in your blank about this one thing that happened over here and something that happened over there. History says the person or the player that gets to the end all the time and has a truckload of near misses, history suggests that that person will not only get over the top, but that at the end of your career, you will look back on that person as one of the greats of all time. That's what history says.
Not always, but more often than not.
For a long time, LeBron James was this person. Oh, LeBron, sure. You can win the Eastern Conference, but can you win the Biggie? Like, I can't think of who's the person that was like in the Final Four or the Final Two all the time and then just never. And then that was it. And they went home. I guess what? Jim Kelly?
There are five coaches who have coached in multiple Super Bowls and do not have a Super Bowl win.
Marv Levy.
Correct. He's 0-4.
How many more did you say?
There are four more.
Four more who have coached in
multiple Super Bowls with zero victories.
Okay, and Kyle Shanahan is one
Correct.
Of them.
Correct. There are three others.
So Levy, Kyle Shanahan, they've coached in multiple Super
Two
Bowls.
Two of them are 0-4, and these are old school guys. And then one of them you probably won't get. He is 0-2.
Mm.
Scat-da-da-da. Scat-da-da-da.
Coached in multiple Super Bowls, but
Shanahan's 0-2. Marv Levy's 0-4. You've got an 0-4, an 0-4, and an 0-2.
I'm probably just going to tap out of this pretty quick because nobody.
Yeah, one of the 0-4s lost Super Bowl 4, 8, 9, and 11.
They're going to go back that far.
Bud Grant of the Vikings.
I never would have gotten that.
The other coach. Lost Super Bowls 21, 22, 24, and 33.
Oh, wow. Lost four of them?
Dan Reeves.
Oh, Dan Reeves. Okay.
As I do
Dan
my Steiny. John Sally. And the other one.
Yeah, who's the last one?
John Fox.
Oh.
Super Bowls 38
Panthers.
And 48.
Panthers,
and,
yeah, okay.
John right. Fox. John Fox.
Yeah.
It started out as a complete embarrassment, but it's turned into one of my favorite bits from Steiny because every time he says a name now, he'll say it twice.
It's still a complete embarrassment and still very funny.
It's so funny.
Yeah. But I would argue, and because some of those are good
John
examples.
John Sally.
Thank you. You know, the John Fox enough. One. I'm talking about people who have an extended period of time of like dancing in that final arena.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's not John Fox. Kyle Shanahan, for 6 years running with a healthy quarterback, is in the Final Four every year. History says Kyle will not only win, history says when Kyle's done, he'll put on a jacket.
A gold one?
That's what history says. Yes. Yeah.
And history, not a lot of coaches make it in the Hall of Fame.
I know, but history says that that person is not looked at as a choker in the end. History says that that person is looked at as a phenomenal performer who just keeps coming. Keep getting to the end. Keep getting to the end. Keep getting to the end. Even when it's maddening how close you come and you can't get over the top, there's always a golfer who has that label.
Yeah.
Best to not win a major.
Ricky Fowler. It was Sergio Garcia forever.
For a long time. Yeah. So
Bud Grant and Marv Levy, both Hall of Famers. The only two of the five I mentioned on that list to be gold jacketed. Gold jacket. Thank you.
Sponsored by John Sally.
Thank you. I can't stop.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Auto Parts. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, we didn't give you the little Giants note. I promise. Like, how is a player who's not on the team starting for the Giants tonight? We'll give you that update coming up next. We'll keep taking your phone calls. Oh, and you need to hear the latest people who have gathered in the, hey, if I say Niners out loud, everybody comes to my social media feed. We got that for you next as well on Willard and Dibs.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.